So yesterday I was on a little road trip and we stopped in to get some gas for the car, and I offered a miraculous medal to the person working there at the gas station, the cashier. And he said that he was a young man. He said that he had a whole bunch of religious things and didn't really need that. And then he explained, or I think I asked him if he ever thought about becoming Catholic because he was Pentecostal. And he said no, that he had a bad experience when he was young. When he was 8, he asked a question in a Catholic church, and the priest told him, you know, not to come back, or told his parents not to bring him back. And I said, oh, well, what was your question? And he said, why do you pray to Mary and not to Jesus? You know, that's the one that we kind of hear the objection of devotion to Our Lady. Why do you pray to Mary and not to Jesus? And I said, well, we pray to both Jesus and Mary. And actually, today's feast calls to mind one of the reasons why. Today we celebrate the birthday of our mother, of our spiritual mother. And so what do you do when your mother's birthday rolls around? You call her and you wish her happy birthday. And so that's what we do on Our Lady's birthday. We wish her happy birthday by praying to her. This is one of the ways, one of the gifts that we can give to Our Lady, is praying the rosary. And so that's what all Christians should do on their spiritual mother's birthday. They should pray to her and offer her gifts. And one of the best gifts I think we can give is that of the rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.